First of all, I am so grateful to our Lord for this opportunity to be here to talk about our church and to explore the topic of how we can work together as one church for God. I also thank all believers of Christ in this church. We are here to serve God and His people, sharing His love and grace with others. With your continual support and prayer, our church has grown and become a multicultural church. There are about 20 different nationalities from many countries worshiping here at Greyfriars. As a way of serving God and His people, we have held English classes and growth groups. We have become a family-centered church. We hold our young people in our hands with love. We have given ourselves the challenge to get to know each other in the church family. We support missions both here in New Zealand and overseas. We have strong care teams to support our multicultural congregation. Over the past years, we have also enjoyed our cultural services and events such as Sunday Fun Day, cultural days, and seminars. Unfortunately, last year, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we could not hold our cultural performances. However, with the guidance of our Lord, we are so pleased to have this service today and to recommence this important part of our church life. And after our service, we will be given time to join with each other and to get to know each other better through games, meals, talk, and fellowship. I hope all of you to have a great time. Our sermon today relates deeply with our cultural event. The purpose of this service is to help understand how important it is to work together as one church for God. We will, as always, look to the Bible for guidance. In the following passages, you will see, for example, how Hezekiah served God as a king of Judah. I will read 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 3. It says, "He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done." King Hezekiah was one of the great kings in the kingdom of Judah. He served God faithfully, but did not worship idols in his kingdom. 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 4 says, "He removed the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses had made. For up to that time, the Israelites had been burning incense to it." He was with God in his kingdom. And 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 5 to 6 says, Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him. He held fast. He united to the Lord and did not cease to follow him. He kept the commands the Lord had given Moses. So Hezekiah followed the Lord's teachings in all that he did as king. Hezekiah trusted in God. He also united his people in God. When exploring what he did, we can look at the Hebrew meaning of unite. Unite in Hebrew is called dabak. Dabak means to join, to attach with glue, to bake dough in the oven, so that all the ingredients can be united into one. It also means to use all the various ingredients, in this case, all people, to make one community or country. This is what we are told Hezekiah did. This is what made him a great king. This is a model for us here at Greyfriars. For a better understanding of God's word, there was no one like Hezekiah. We need to understand the history of Israel. As you know, Israel was once one nation. After King Solomon, the nation was divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. All the kings in Israel disobeyed God. They did not unite or join their people in God. So Israel was destroyed by Assyria in 722 BC. However, the kingdom of Judah was different. Some kings disobeyed, while others obeyed and united in God. Later, Judah no longer obeyed God, and thus the nation was destroyed by Babylon in 586 BC. In these passages of 2 Kings chapter 18, we can see why God valued King Hezekiah as his servant. Because Hezekiah obeyed God and united his people. In his reign, he focused on God. Mighty God helped him to teach his people how to live and work together for God. As you know, many of us here in this church are from different backgrounds and cultures. However, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we become one in Christ. We become one in Christ. We are God's family. As with Hezekiah's people, we need to work together to help each other to know and follow Christ through our church. Last Sunday, we had a Pentecostal service. We learned that the Holy Spirit came upon his people who gathered and worshipped God. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. After this, they went out to help others to know and follow God. They united God's people with their works. When they gathered together, they were able to know more about God. In our church, we are also given this opportunity to learn, to understand more about God and his people. When we look at the apostles and what they did after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, we can learn from them. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42 says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. They spent more time on teaching and having fellowship with God's people." In this passage, fellowship is known koinonia in Greek. Koinonia means participation in church services, sharing and serving God and his people, and spiritual fellowship through God's word and prayer. And this is what they did. This sharing and serving God as a people can be accomplished in many ways. For example, we can help our church members by sharing music, serving morning tea, and helping at our church, leading here in our church. Also, we can help our neighbors to know more about God through many music, playgroup, JET, holiday program, ESOL classes, and other church outreach. In God's koinonia, fellowship, sharing means to help someone with our spiritual gifts or and wealth. To help someone with our spiritual gifts or and wealth. These early believers obeyed and united in God. After they started to do this, amazing things happened. Let us have a look at other passages. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple court. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved. The early believers of Christ worshipped God. They met together. They had meals together. They shared their spiritual gifts and belongings. They united each other. They helped each other to serve God and his people. God blessed them. God blessed them. Thus, God sent more people to the church. This was a miracle. This was the grace of God. I believe the same miracle is happening here in this church. I pray that our God will continue to be with us, guide us, and bless us here in our church.